Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Stone Freeman alongside Cam Brennan and Zach Johnson. We're very happy to bring you a delayed audio cast of the Hawks versus the LaSalle Academy Rams in the 2014 Division I State Finals for the sport of baseball. We're very excited here as we are at McCoy Stadium. It's a beautiful afternoon. The Hawks are taking the field now. Cam will be stepping in play-by-play about halfway through the game, and Zach's here for color the whole game. What are we looking forward to today, guys?
I'm looking forward to baseball, obviously. We got the Hawks, who are the home team, the higher seed, and so they'll be batting second. LaSalle will be leading off, and it's going to be a great game. The season series right now is split. Hawks won the first game earlier in the year, 9-6, if I'm correct. And the Rams took the second game at LaSalle, 6-2, so two evenly matched teams. The Hawks will be throwing their ace, left-hander Mike McCaffrey. And leading off for the LaSalle Rams is the center fielder, number 10, Brody Santilli. Batting second is the second baseman, number 7, Ryan Tracy. Batting third in right field, number 9, C.J. Dandino. Batting fourth, the pitcher, number 17, Tyler Shemek. Batting fifth, the shortstop, Ryan Lynch, number 3. Batting sixth, the third baseman, number 44, Douglas Harrison. Batting seventh, the first baseman, number 25, Tyler Walsh. Batting eighth is the catcher, number 32, Chris Perez. And rounding out the Rams lineup is left fielder, number 22, Armani Henderson.
Thank you, Zach, for the starting lineup for the Rams. And the infield for the Hawks from third base to first base is John Topa, John Willett, Ryan Rotundo, and Andrew Ciccarelli. Your outfield from left to right, Kevin Sutila, Dante Baudelli, and the senior captain, Brady Chant. Doing the catching for Mike McCaffrey is Gian Martellini. Oh, and sorry, thank you, Zach. The designated hitter hitting for Mike McCaffrey is Sam Boulanger. Cam, what are you looking forward to today?
Looking forward to some great baseball. Hawks and Rams were both projected to be the number 1 and number 2 teams in the state, and they're here now. Let's see who can prove it.
That's right. We're about ready to get underway here as number 10, Brody Santilli, steps into the plate. First pitch. It's a strike right down the plate for Mike McCaffrey, and we're underway here as the crowd cheers. Very fortunate enough to be here at McCoy Stadium. It's a beautiful late afternoon. Second pitch from McCaffrey. A little outside, 1-1 evens the count. Mr. Feeney brought this to our attention here as well, with it being a pro mound. The pitchers are certainly going to pick up a little bit of velocity here because it's a lot different than their high school mound. Ball makes the count 2-1. So it's certainly going to be an interesting game. Once again, this is a delayed audio cast, so we will be doing this in intervals. So we will let you know when we cut off and pick up back again. McCaffrey throws his third pitch there. Sorry, fourth pitch of the at-bat, but ball 3-1. McCaffrey kicks and deals. That swung and missed. Full count to the first batter, Brody Santilli.
And one thing that LaSalle did great last time was make Mike McCaffrey throw a lot of pitches, and they're doing that now.
Outside, Brody Santilli is going to take first base as Mike McCaffrey picks up his first walk of the evening.
A little surprise there by McCaffrey. Usually starts off well and throws strikes in the beginning. He's a very controlled pitcher, doesn't give up many walks. So to see him start out with a walk is not a good thing for the Hawks.
And, of course, Brody Santilli, the speed that young man has is absolutely incredible. So to have him on to start off is big for LaSalle. Shows bunt, pulls it back, but still strike one. It's Ryan Tracy. Plays second base. Where's number 7? A 1 count. Pitch from McCaffrey. Strike 2. Martellini looks back the runner at first. And now an 0-2 count. One-two count, I apologize, on Ryan Tracy. McCaffrey deals. Outside, 2-2. McCoy Stadium, of course, home to the Pawtucket Red Sox. Minor league affiliate of the Boston Red Sox.
Beautiful field.
Took the words right out of my mouth. 2-2 count, and McCaffrey steps off the rubber. Both teams retreated to a media session yesterday. Ryan LaVarnway, catcher for the Red Sox, made a few words, so big hype here at McCoy Stadium. 2-2 count, here's the pitch from McCaffrey, and that's going to make it a full count. 3-2. If I had to guess, it'd have to be the nerves right now of Mike McCaffrey. Everybody's focused on him. Pretty big crowd here. Doesn't really look like it due to the fact it's a big stadium, but definitely a lot of people here. Full count, here's the pitch. Swung and a miss. Mike McCaffrey takes down Ryan Tracy by way of the K.
Great start to that at-bat for McCaff. Lost him a little bit there, throwing two straight balls, but was able to eventually strike out Ryan Tracy and pick up the first out of this inning. And just want to mention, as CJ Dandino steps in here, an advantage of this delayed audio cast is you don't have to hear us talk about random stuff in between innings. We're allowed to pause this and then pick right back up, and you won't know the difference. And Brody Santilli tries to steal on Martellini, and he throws him out at second. And now there is two outs here in the top of the first, and the Rams now have no one on.
Incredible throw there by GM Martellini. That's why he's committed to Vanderbilt already. Great throw there, and Ryan Rotundo, who was covering, applies the tag, and that's out number two. Cam, what'd you think?
Not named Gatorade Player of the Year for nothing. He's got a cannon of an arm as McCaff pumps strike two.
That's right, and that's certainly a momentum swing now. With having the walk, the base on balls to start off the inning, looked like LaSalle had a lot going for him. But as Martellini's going to take a jog out to McCaffrey. Now it's 0-2, two outs, top of the first. It's very positive if the Hawks can stay on top of this game throughout the whole game. So, very great play there by GM Martellini. Here's the 0-2 pitch. And that's inside, but called strike three. Strike two. Scoreboard says Owen. It was a ball. Oh, apologize. Here's the pitch for McCaffrey. Swung on it to Topa. Cicciarelli jumps up, applies the tag. Out number three. Hawks get out of it. They had Mike McCaffrey allowed a base on balls to start the inning. Martellini throws out Santilli. McCaffrey picks up a K, and the last out of the inning goes to John Topa.
Little confusion there. I guess the first pitch that was Martellini shot down to second to get Brody Santilli was a ball, not a strike, so we were mixed up on the count there. Everyone was in the stadium. But another cool thing we might have going today is we might have John Ouellette, the shortstop and the leadoff hitter, mic'd up. But who knows? We're having some technical difficulties. It's something new we're trying at the network. Mr. Feeney's working diligently to get it for us. But we hope to have that. And now,
as Shemek takes his warm-up pitches here, we're going to take a break, but we'll be right back as the Hawks will see Ouellette, Rotundo, and Martellini. There's no break. Ladies and gentlemen, I got confused there. We will be taking a break, but it's just pausing for you guys, so excuse me there. John Ouellette's going to dig in the starting lineup for the Hawks. Ouellette, Rotundo, Martellini, John Topa hitting cleanup, Dante Baudelli, Brady Chant, Kevin Sutila, Andrew Cicciarelli, and Sam Boulanger doing the hitting for Mike McCaffrey. First pitch for Tyler Shemek is a ball. The infield for the Rams is Doug Harrison, Ryan Lynch, Ryan Tracy, and Tyler Walsh. Swung on, and this is to Tracy. And the first out of the inning is made there. Chris Perez is doing the catching for Tyler Shemek. Armani Henderson, Brody Santilli, and CJ Dandino. That's your outfield left to right for the Rams. One out here. John Willett goes down. Ryan Rotundo steps up, the senior batting from the left-handed side. Here's the pitch. Gets away from Perez for ball one. Count on Rotundo. Here's the pitch. This is swung on to the same spot. Tracy again, and press the replay button. Out number two.
Willett and Rotundo have an identical little grounders to second base, and Shemek takes down the first two. I wasn't at the second game between the Hawks and the Rams, but I think this is the first time the Hawks have seen Shemek. So, yes, that is correct. So it's something new for this Hawks lineup.
That'll bring up Gian Martellini, as Cam mentioned, Gatorade Player of the Year. Here's the pitch. Swung and a miss. Strike one.
The last game that we saw the Rams and the Hawks, they were pitching away from Martellini, not wanting him to turn on a pitch on the inside and send it over the left field fence. So they pitched away from him. Let's see if they'll do that again.
When he swings on this one right up the middle, quick into center field. First base runner for the Hawks. Second of the day here at McCoy. And that will bring up John Topa.
Now with Martellini winning Gatorade Player of the Year, that gives them back-to-back Gatorade Players of the Year, right? So that makes Mike King last year and Gian Martellini this year. Wonder who it'll be next year, right? Maybe Gian again.
Or maybe our own Dylan Barron. Dylan helping us out, sitting in the dugout today, getting some Instagrams. John Topa digs in here. Time is called. Oh, we'll count two outs here in the bottom of the first. Here's the pitch. Outside, 1-0. I think if there's one thing we certainly enjoy better about McCoy, not that Ray Pepin Field isn't spectacular, but there's no wind here like we were experiencing earlier. Yep, air conditioned. Here's the pitch. Outside, great stop by Perez. He's going to check on Martellini. Back in time. 2-0 count. Count on John Topa. Martellini stands on first. Two outs. Here's the pitch. Swung on and back to Shemek. Great stab there. And he flips. Out number three. The Hawks are going to go back to work defensively.
Topa belted that one off the ground, and then it was a high chopper. Shemek able to use his height, jump up, grab down before it gets through the middle. And retire the Hawks. Hawks do pick up the first hit of this game, but now we head into the second. 0-0.